Look at you. Start again. Perek Rishon, the first perek of Shara Bchina. Daf Kuf. Yesterday we just covered 2-3 lines. Now we could go inside. Omer Chaver. Said the Chaver. Chmosa Bchina. Who? What is the quality of the evaluation? Is Boinen. You should research, look into B'simone in all the signs of Chochmas HaBoire Bebruim. In all the Chochma, which is invested in all the creatures. One end, and as yesterday we elaborated a lot, that we're not going to go through again, that in every product in this world, there's endless, full Chochma. In the other end, we do have the Sharon Benefesh, an ability to evaluate in our nefesh, in our intellect, according to the capacity of the intellectual ability. Those two things are the mahus habechina, the quality of evaluation. Kia chokhmah. The chokhmah, the im semeneo, in all the signs of chokhmah, nechlokim, are all divided by bruiv in the creatures. Also, they're all divided in the creatures, of a he, the yisayda, but in the root, the ikore echos. They all come from one source. We have water, we have fire. But of course, the chokhmah of fire is a total different element than the chokhmah of water. Fire is heat, is mispashet, it separates itself, it's light, and it goes upward. Fire is cool in nature, goes downward, it's heavy, it goes downward, pushes the waves down. Water. Water. So they're totally different simone chokhmah. The simone, the signs of chokhmah, are very diversified. It's different, the water, than fire. But when you look at it beside of the ikra, when you look at it in the shayrish, you look at it in the root, echos, they all come from one source. Kishemesh, just like the sun, ashi achas b'ikoro b'atzmo. The sun is only one in its own root. However, mischalkim maros nitzotzeo, but the colors of the shine are really diversified. B'shamoshos, in many suns, hanasos, which are produced minaschuch salavono. If you bring through the sun through a white glass, vashchoyre to a black glass, adume to a red glass, veruko to a green glass. And the colors become changed according what the glass is. It's just like when you see a multicolored window and you stay inside of the house and you see a red window, a red glass, a blue, green, yellow. And the fool who doesn't know where the light is coming, doesn't comes from sun, he sees only a red light because it comes through to the red window. He thinks the sun is red. Because he only sees that. The other one sees in the other room, sees only a green light, sees only green, sees the sun is green. But the truth of the matter, all come from one sun, and the one sun gives everything. Therefore, also, when we are researching Chochmah in the Bria, the one is only evaluating one aspect of the Bria, only sees Chochmah through that aspect. But we have to all come from one Iker, from one source, comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the second Moshe which he brings, Kemaim, just like water, Shamashkin, Mehem, Pardes. The water which you water, a beautiful garden. Sheproch of Shoinim, Zemize. They're all different flowers. Bemara in looks. Shemniri Malem, Bemarem. The way you look at it, of course, a tulip is different than a rose. And the rose is different than a carnation. And you have all different colors. You have all different smells. And all of them are living on what? On water. Water is watering, and water makes things. So the water is one. But everyone comes up with his own beauty, with his own color. So if you don't look at the Shoinim, you don't look where it comes from, you see, everyone is different, a different family, a total different root, but the two men all come from one. Al came therefore, his boy then, looking, bebrio is a boyre, in all the creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he created in the world, mikatan am abgedoyla, from the smallest to the biggest. Looking in every aspect of life, in every contact, in every experience of life, just reaches deeply, with Yashev. And it's going to be settled. You're going to discover. You're going to find in them something which has been concealed from you. In Timtzoyim, you're going to find Kashrus Batoch Be'ezras Hashem, as I already told you. As yesterday we explained that in everything there's a hologram. Everything has a complete chokhmah. That means there's nothing in this world which doesn't teach you. There's nothing in this world which doesn't learn you. You don't find a Kodesh Baruch Hu, all is a chokhmah. All to one is totally the opposite of the other. And since the Chochmas Hashem, they are diversified, they're all spread out and all the creatures, all the Briyam. His chayavnu, therefore we are mechuyav lizboinen, always to think for lachshavim, always to research in him, ad shis yashav inyonim, and asher seinu v'niach b'reirineinu, until it's going to be settled in our intellect, v'nuach is going to be peaceful in our thoughts. In other words, the Chayav Yisrael always holds b'shita, that go on living, just live to exist without thinking, is an aveda. All the beautiful experiences which we go through in life are chivis to find in everything elokus, everything to find godness. Morabu Masech Hashem, kulam chokmosis. Now when you go by a situation, a coincidence, you go by an experience without searching to stop to see the godless Hashem in it, to see the godless Hashem in it, you had missed a beautiful, you had missed a lecture. In other words, imagine, in order to be aware and to know the godless Hashem, and there's a mitzvah for da'es elokei avicha, know Hashem, appreciate Hashem. And suppose there is a series of lectures, and the series of lectures is teaching you yedi'es Hashem. And then you, instead of going in and to look, to hear, you're busy doing other things, things which is not bringing yedi'es Hashem. You understand that you're not doing your job. You have to learn da'es elokei avicha, or you're going in and you don't listen, you just listen very superficially. You're daydreaming, you're dreaming about even not even Yiratzi Yichad. The Chovis of Ovis Tainas, that everything in this world is a lecture of Yiratzi Hashem. There's nothing in the world which is not teaching Hashem. Every Nisoyen, every issue, everything which you go through is a lecture of godless Hashem. A lecture how to bring you closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you are neglecting, ignoring this lecture, you doiche the mitzvahs eser from da'as el kevichu avdei. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to find Hashem to become a naturalist, go out to the mountains to see the sunset, and get kept. Yes, you could also have this experience. It doesn't mean that you have to go out and have experience in every given lecture. Because if you are busy in one lecture and does a good job, you don't have to go around hear other lectures. It means as follows. The Mishnah says, "Hoylach b'derech." The one it goes in way, goes in. I mean, you go on a train, in a bus, voiced b'teira, and you learn teira, and all of a sudden you see, man, ilun zeh, how beautiful is this tree? How beautiful is? Look at the wing of the tree. How is it mischay benafshay? It's mischay benafshay. Like he's willing to be killed. Him, and he's endangering his life. If something happens to him, chas v'sholom, at that time, he will be at fault. That's what Mishnah says in. In Bruches, that in Chai Visa Ben Afshach, that you left Tila, you see the Shammai, when he was called Krishna Shammai. Now, why is it with Chai Ben Afshach? Because it's just like you're breathing air and you stop breathing. You stop breathing. Because there is nothing more chiyus, there's nothing more life than learning Torah. What did you stop for? He stopped to appreciate Kama, Noah, Ilan Zeh, and as Chazal, the Batunu brings on the Forshem, he didn't stop talking nonsense. He started listening a lecture of Sharab China. You listen to the Chavis of others. When you go, you see a beautiful tree, see a lukus, see the gewaltige greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know how much you can learn from a tree? You could give 10 lectures on a tree. 10 lectures on a tree. The Murabu Masech Hashem Kilom Chokm, what a tree is. Odom Etosod, a man is a tree. There's a famous Swiss psychologist, a source of psychology, which today many people, some psychologists in Zurich particularly, which I know, that when a person comes to him, the first thing to know the person, the psychologist wants to make it, he tells him, since I give him a piece of paper, says, draw me a tree. Draw me a tree. And the way the person draws a tree, he finds out all the characteristics, all the middles, and all the weakness, all the shortcomings of the person. He recognizes that it's like an x-ray. That's a tree. I just want to give what a tree is. Now the Mishnah says, now according to Sharab China, if you have the capacity to find the chokhmah, to see the beautiful, the insight, and to find the locus in a tree, every time you demean that you're passing by a tree, you should stop, and you start making a whole lecture about a tree, and you start all getting, finding a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yes, if you do that, you make a mitzvah Hashem, of mitzvah of Bechina. But doesn't mean when you learn Torah that you have to stop to look at a tree, because when you learn Torah, you're holding on to Hashem Himself. You're seeing Hashem Himself. That's Ilna Dechaya, that's the Chiyus Himself. The tree brings you to learn Torah. But when you learn Torah, you mafsik for liver the Torah to hear a lecture of the tree, Mischayev Ben Afshach. You just like, you stop breathing air and you start breathing in, who knows, steam or something, something which is slow, which is good in a time when there's nothing other else. I'm emphasizing because some people, for some reason, because this is their inclination, this is their style, this is their love, this is their artistic, their art, the artist. And they keep day and night, they're saying, I love nature, it brings me closer to Hashem. Meditation brings me closer to Hashem, His body brings me closer to Hashem. It's all true. If Hashem dumps you in nature, you happen to be in nature, and it happened to be not busy with Loisik Bataira, that, and he happens to be thinking about nonsense. Why do you think about nonsense? Go listen to Shir. What kind of Shir? Look at the tree. The Shir gives a whole lecture. Everything teaches you Hashem. But it doesn't mean that if you have something higher than that, then you hear a lecture of Torah himself or Isik B'Torah. So we need to say, don't get carried away with the Shara of Chila, that you now, from now on, you're going to be and everything coming, you open up the water. Let's think a little bit about the water being Zahoyres Hashem. Where is the Chokhmah in water? Where is the Chokhmah in air? Where is the Chokhmah in the trailer, in the tree? There's so many things to, you get confused. Otherwise, you have to be a normal person, it means. But the emphasis is, you're never free of not learning and researching Marabu Maser Hashem. Because there isn't a situation in which doesn't teach you. If ever you're stuck with, there you learn the Mitzvah Hashem, the Avodah Hashem. There you learn it. But if you are already busy, or Isik B'Mitzvah, Potter B'Mitzvah, if you're already learning about something, it doesn't mean you have to go down. They don't become a naturalist and go up to the mountains and see the sunset and who knows what. Some people are doing it. They go away. I have a friend. Went to China for business, and he calls me up from China. He calls me up from China. So Red China calls me up and he says, "This morning at Nets, I was at the Chinese Wall and I davened there. So romantic." He goes to the Chinese Wall, and sort of young lady in Michigan. I mean, what does that have to do with the Chinese Wall? What does that have to do with the sunrise in the Chinese Wall? He says, you know how beautiful this was, sitting on the Chinese Wall, the most tourist attraction things, and waiting for the sunrise and putting on tefillin, davening there to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I told him, believe me, me going into visions to daven to simple minyan is much more romantic than davening at the Chinese Wall. This is a total misconception. Like he wants to get high. And it takes a going to any minion. God me a sort of shchinta sharia. No, he has to find Hashem on the Chinese Wall at the sunrise. It's a very romantic sight. Like he takes his artistic mishigas, and he was so excited about this experience that he called me from China, letting me know his beautiful experience. So to be crazy, he didn't have minion. You should sigh. You should. I'm not saying if you happen to be there and happen to be Zman Atfil, you're davening there. Yes, no question about it. But to travel and to go, look, I would have been there. I wouldn't go to the Chinese Wall to begin with. I wouldn't go to the Chinese Wall. What does it attract you? If you happen to be there, fine. It's a lecture. But what does that to do with feeling with davening? What are you mixing up? This is a false concept of being this boichen. You have to be a boichen in your business, in your day-to-day life, in anything and everything which is happening. Don't let go of this experience if you are available for this experience. But if you preoccupied something which is a higher dveikus HaKodesh Baruch Hu, don't be busy with this thing. But this thing becomes nonsense in this thing. You're already in the 10th grade. Why are you going to the second grade? Why are you going to the kindergarten? So the Chassid doesn't try to tell you, go back to the kindergarten, start making issue from every little thing. You graduate those things. But you happen to be not in that situation. You happen to be in a kindergarten. Doesn't mean that you're potter now not to learn about HaKodesh Baruch Hu. There's not a situation where there's Kulam Bechol, everything you find Hashem. I'm emphasizing for a purpose because there's definitely a lot of misconception in this Havona, in this understanding from Sharab Chena. Like some people advocate, like, yes, you have to go out and close the Gemara, go out. You're mechuyev. You're not mechuyev. You happen to be out. You're not learning. You're mechuyev. You happen to go out. But there's nothing more than to try to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu into parameters that Chazal portray. You want to daven, go to minyan. You want to daven better, go to mikveh. Go to daven in better, learn 2 hours before. You want to be closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Do something. But don't take your mishigas, which you happen to have an inclination, and incorporate them, and to make it as a substitute of the source of Kodesh, which Chazal tells you. Yes, you happen to be there. You happen to be at the wall of yes. If you happen to be aroused because of your nature, because of your artistic inclination. He happened to have a certain high which happened to come into existence. Yes, say brocha, say mekabelo machus shemayim. Vim is davik esem to kodesh baruch hu. But don't use this as the source of dveikus and letting go the real source of dveikus, which is through divrei chazal. And if you don't, if you can't feel, and if you can't bring yourself close to kodesh baruch hu through chazal's advice, and you're ready to feel to close to kodesh baruch hu on your own way, then something is wrong with you. Something is definitely wrong. I remember Rebbe is not alive anymore. I was used to be mekanehim. I used to be mekanehim. It's not alive anymore. Rebbe, a Polish Jew, went through a lot of tzuris in the Holocaust. He was a very, very sweet Jew. He was kind of about tshuva too. He came back and he became a little... He was a little alcoholic. He loved to drink a little bit. Every Friday night when he came to shul, he used to roam in the shul, he used to scream and yell, he used to dance, he used to daven away. I used to be mekane the way he davened, but he was a little bit longer drinking. He drank a little bit. He says, if I don't drink a little bit before davening, I can't daven. I was literally mekane. That means if I'm mekane, so he let himself go after the whole week work with divers and everything. I can't be mekabel Shabbos b'simcha. I must let go. So he took a little drink, and it was high, all high. I was literally mekane. What? Mekanim is envied him. I can't let go like that. I can't have like that. He got a little alcohol. Does it mean I should take a little alcohol? No. Elohim Masecha Nesasalach. This thing, Elohim Masecha, ungetrinkene God. Masecha means pouring. Elohim, a God of Masecha, which he came through pouring, Nesasalach, don't do it. You be a natural. So, otherwise, when you look at it in the outside, it's beautiful. Why not? Take a little, take a little marijuana, take a little drink, get high, and then you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. Wants you. Don't. Now, it happened to be that, say the night, you drink arbokoises, and you happen to have a mitzvah, take red wine, good wine, old wine, it gives you a little high. That's fine. That's good. That's good. But to go to drink, to get intoxicated, and then to get high, why not? Get close. Normality, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you as you are in your natural stage of experience. Whatever you do it in business in any given, there you find a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Bechina. Not to go out and searching and what carries you on a high. That's not the meaning of Bechina. The Ilu. If the simonim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu would have all be in one style, all would be in one derech, in one way, in all the creatures, there couldn't be any space. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu's manifestation, the Gilo Elokus, would have been in all in one style, all in one way, by all the creatures, then all of us would be equal, all of us would be even. Okay? Let's say, we're sitting here learning. The fact that I'm sitting here, all of you see me equally sitting here. So, in this respect, to know that I'm sitting here and talking, all of you are equal. When it comes to the depth of the understanding, everyone has his own level of understanding. They're separate. Since if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have diversified, wouldn't have spread out his metzias in every brewer, in every nivra, in every creature, in a different way, in a different oemek, in a different style, he would have been all in presence, in one style, everyone would see him, all humanity would be the same. There wouldn't be mistapik, nobody could have any sfeikus in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You see him. But Kriyas Yamsuf, this was one thing, and that was actually the reason why we lost it. In Kriyas Yamsuf, Kodesh Baruch Hu manifested himself, was Megala himself in such a style that everyone saw him equally alike. But therefore, they missed, they have the personalized Kodesh Baruch Hu discovered. I discovered him according to my depth, because Kodesh Baruch Hu showed himself. It's something which you have not worked in, you have not discovered it on your own, it's not used, you lose it. The minute it's covered up, you lose it. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu would have been present in all the Nivrom, in all the creatures, in one way, in one style, that means all humanity would be one, it wouldn't be used, they would be all one. However, Kodesh Baruch Hu went and diversified himself in every kitchen, every city, every experience, in his own style, in his own way, that everyone, there's no two people alike, knowing and seeing Hashem the same way. Everyone has a different depth, everyone has different parameters. In quantity, in quality, Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. That everyone to his own metzias sees a Kodesh Baruch Hu his own way. And this is the ongoing avoid of growth of every person. This is if it would have been all one, then Olo Yinoi Mistapek Al Achman, there would be no second. We are Maskil Vaksil Shova Vakaroso, the fool and the Chocham, they would be all equal in knowing Hashem. The reason is Shadovah Shoyse Maase Echot Todi. The thing which is being produced as does something once steady, Moira Shoshimase Einel Ritzoinoi. The thing what he does is not a Ritzoin. Achroyse Betiva, he does it in his nature, Shilpora Bilvad. Vieshla Machriach. And he has something which falls from Machriach on a Masahu. He can't get away from it. Keish like a fire, Ashikoich Hasreifa Bilvad. That's a fire. Could only burn. Kamayim water, Ashimekarim Mitiva Bilvad. Could only cool up. Water, we could only cool up. Vashir, he could only do one thing, cannot be changed. However, Ashu Oysu Bechevtsoi. The one who does something free will on his own choice, you know, many Masah Mishtana Bita Mashiach could see all kind of diversified activities. Since Akush Baruch Hu wants his master, and when any muhaf, nothing is forcing Akush Baruch Hu, he's not in need, and he's not instilled in his nature. Also, the word Mishtanim Zem is Kefishim Achayim Schachmosa Bechales, Kedeshi Toir Ishtanus Al Achdus Al Achapotsa Befoloi. He says, actually, he says two things here, the Chavis Al Boris. Why did Akush Baruch Hu do so that His presence is being manifest in such a diversified way, in such a shinuim? Why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Let him be shown himself equally alike for everyone. It's going to make so much easier on us to recognize him. And as he said, the fool and the smart would be the same, equal. So good. That's socialism. All alike. We are all equal. Everyone should have the same thing. That would be wonderful. A teacher who is teaching a class. Teacher is teaching a class, and let's say 20 students in his class. What is the objective? The objective of this teacher? What does the Rebbe want? He wants all 20 students should get 100 mark. All of them should know. That's what the teacher wants. So if a teacher wants that, he tries to portray his lecture in such a way that it should be equally understood, shouldn't be misunderstood, one diversified from the other. That's a normal teacher. That's the purpose of teaching. If you will see a teacher who teaches 120 children and he gives to every child a different lecture, he takes individualized children and takes every child a different lecture, he comes to the end goal, to the end message is the same, but he goes 20 different paths, what would you say? He's a totally impractical teacher. I mean, you're crazy. I mean, why can't you? A good teacher means he could speak to 20 people in one language and everyone understands it, and everyone who comes to reach us gets 100 mark. But in order to get 100 mark, you take 20 children and giving 20 separate different lectures from different angles to reach them to the 100 mark. What's going on here? This is the Kasher of Chavis of Olmos. Kodesh Baruch Hu is our teacher. Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us. I am Hashem. Anoich Hashem Alekecho. I created the world. Recognize me. Chidus Hashem. Mahavis Hashem. Hashgoch HaProtis. Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching. Now, we are the students. Humanity is the student. The kashi is, what does Hashem do? He gives everyone a unique individual lecture. Everyone has his own lecture. And not everyone has his own lecture. Every day you get a separate lecture. Every minute you have a separate lecture. What you learned yesterday is not enough. You now have to learn, you have the new lecture. Every day we're getting new nisyonos, new situations, new surprises. We're not being asked. Now, if the whole purpose of this Nahagos, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world, is that we should recognize him, that's the mitzvah to Nom Shara B'china, why does Hashem lecture to us one way? Let all the people recognize. We of the Shechemechot, like Mashiach will come, we mollo ores deus Hashem. Like Kiryas Yamsuf. Kiryas Yamsuf is a beautiful lecture. Kiryas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, Kinderloch, here I am, look at me, and that's what I say, we're all one, this would be beautiful. Why isn't the world, the relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu does in the same style all along? This is the basic question the Chavis are asking. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu play a separate role with everyone in every day differently? Yes?
That would only be possible if everybody had the same intellect and everybody was the same. If everybody's not the same, it's impossible to relate to everybody.
So don't you see, what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do by Kriyas Yamsuf? You're wonderful. Yes, a good question, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kodesh Baruch Hu picked up all the people. Who made us all different intellects? Hashem. Why did he give us all different intellects? Because everyone should find out Hashem his own way. If Hashem has a million people, he wants a million lectures to be given. And every one of the million should recognize Hashem in his own way. That's what Hashem, why does Hashem want so? Why couldn't Kodesh Baruch Hu create all the people alike and give one lecture alike, and we all reach the same. We have one goal: to recognize Hashem, to be double Takodesh Baruch Hu. Because Baruch Hu. Now all the animals. Okay, I know when I go down to the Susan River there, and I want to get all the kachkas. How do you call the kachkas? The ducks. I want to get. All I have to do come out with a little bread. All the ducks are keep running. They have different intellects, you know. There's a duck, and it sees bread. It comes running. Could be the grandmother and the child and the grandchild. They all come the same thing. We all come. They have no different intellect. They all understand me, and I understand all them. They all like. Why does Hashem do so same thing with humanity?
There's a greater appreciation and a greater, you know, a greater depth for the relationship.
Okay.
It's very. If it was the same, with, you know, if we're all like robots, I mean, well.
This is a good reason. Okay. This way, because Chayv or the Rabbi Shmuel Nivra Oyel, person said, "World have been created for me." That means as follows: I have to look at the world. What is the whole world? The whole world is a teacher teaching me the presence of Hashem. And I see the world in my eyes, in my way, in such a way that nobody else sees. I hear a lecture in this world in my life that nobody else sees. And you see it, nobody else sees, and that builds you. That you have a personalized, custom relationship to Hashem. What I see, what I understand, you don't have. What you have, I don't have. And that's beautiful as far as we are concerned. But not as far as Hashem is concerned. Because obviously, for us, it's a benefit. But obviously, there is certain. I would ask you, here I'm a father, and I have 10 children. And I want my 10 children should be close to me, they should know me. When I come to them and I present myself as a father, as a good father, giving myself to them. Now, I could do it two ways. I could do it one way, like me and the duck, and I let myself know one way, and they all know me one way. And this way, I benefit that I take no chances. I have all 10 children dovik to me, attached to me one way. I get the benefit. They lose the benefit. They're not individually growing, as you said before. Or I look their benefit, and I only open myself to everyone individually into different depth, and let everyone grow in his own way. It's beautiful for them. But I'm losing something, because this time I'm taking a risk. Somebody's not going to listen to his lecture, is going to miss me. He's going to miss his ultimate 100th mark, and if he gets only 50 mark, he lost and I lost. I lost my fatherhood, he doesn't appreciate 100%. So why? You're right. Giving these individual lectures, which you just said before, is beautiful for the student, but it's not beautiful for the teacher. For Hashem, Hashem is losing out. The best proof, look how many people don't recognize Hashem, and look how people are far away from Hashem, and even we that we are from, we don't appreciate Hashem every day, and look ourselves. Are we appreciating Hashem now as we appreciate Hashem Yom Kippur or Seder night? We have all our times. So the question is, what is the benefit to us? No question it's a benefit, our self-growth. But there must be a benefit also with Sada Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does he benefit in this respect that didn't equalize us?
Because,
that's what you want
because
to
our vote to him is in a different way. If everybody appreciated Hashem on the same level, it wouldn't be necessarily an avoda through Ava, it would be an avoda through...
No, he could have made it through a Hava too.
Right.
Chris Yamsu was through a Hava. The Sankshiri was through a Hava too. But Sezdechov is a different argument. I want to bring out his argument. He says a beautiful thing. He says, everything which is steady and everything which is fixed is a matter of no choice. The fire represents his way of presentation one way. It could only burn, could only go upwards, and only heat. The water represents the presentation only one way. It goes downward and it's cooling. Could the water heat and go upward? Could fire cool and go downward? No. So therefore, what would you say? Does the fire have free choice? No, because he's fixed in his situation. He's fixed in the situation, somebody controls him. Either whatever, nature, whatever. He's in. That's what he is. Anything which is fixed, anything which has no diversification, no shinuyim, can't contradict himself, automatically gets fixed. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have presented himself one way, one style, all time to all people, Hashem's presence would have become a fixed presence in this world, we would have misinterpreted Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nuchrach, he's forced in that situation. He's forced in that situation. And this is totally opposite what the Metzius Hashem is. Hashem is doing the opposite. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the absolute free, does what he wants, and opposite is true. And this opposite, which is the crux of Mitzvah Elokus, what do we have to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That he is the Akoy Liyochoy. He knows everything, and he could do anything, and he could do everything. And in no way is he compelled to do anything. In no way is he forced to do anything, because out of force. In everything has his independent freedom. Therefore, anything which is happening because he wants it to happen, not because there's other cause which is making it to happen. How is this point demonstrated? Beautifully demonstrated that in every presence in this world, he's being shown differently. And even our style of today, everything which we don't experience the same experience at this minute as experienced last minute. So Kodesh Baruch Hu actually, we as the Kashi would be more practical, become one teacher to all equal students and bring us up high in any, just like Kriyas Yamsuf. But imagine if a Kodesh Baruch Hu would have relayed to mankind like by Kriyas Yamsuf at all time, just like we are forced to see him, he's forced to exist the way he is, and we would never see the actual essence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that is not forced as well, it's not muchrach, has no hechrach whatsoever. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, freedom and desire of things to exist is totally depending on him, and even more, as we explained in the previous shiurim, nothing in this bria which comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Morabu Masech Shem Kulam Bechof Masech, the world is filled up with your kinyonim. If shat is, as I said before, if I want to drink water, you must bring me, ask, please bring me a cup of water. You must bring me a cup in order to get water, because you're limited. No way can you give me water without a cup. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give you water, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to make a cup and bring you water. Kodesh Baruch Hu will never have to do something which is a means to further goal what she wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu could give you water without a cup too. And he did it so. Chazal Medrash tells us that in the Midbar, in the Mitzrayim, when they gave birth to the children outside in the desert, and there was the mothers had to go back, and they left the children, and just like the growth on the field, I left two children. The children had to be fed as to be nursed. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made them two nipples in the mouth. One came milk, and the other came honey, and he nursed them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't have to create a bottle and bring their make-believe nurse and take care of them. He wanted to give him milk. He gave him milk. He didn't have to create something, because Kodesh Baruch Hu does not need an emtsoi. He does not need the means in order to deliver a goal. Just a Kodesh Baruch Hu. No, I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, did create a cup, and it serves me with a cup of water. So this is also a product of Hashem. Must be the cup as a goal in himself. This is Murabu Masrech Hashem. In every situation, is a goal in himself. That's the sod of a yid to see Hashgacha Pratzim for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That everything Kodesh Baruch Hu makes us to do, you're not working in order to make money. You work because Hashem wants you to work. It's an end goal in himself. Money, Hashem could give you money without it. Proof, there's so many people don't work, they have money. There's so many people work, they don't have money. What does it have to do with the other? Why do you work? You work because Hashem wants you to work. It's an end goal in himself. Morabu Masrech Hashem. You don't eat because you're hungry. Of course, you're hungry is an indication you have to eat. Why do you eat? Because Hashem wants you to eat. And everything is an end goal in himself. And that shows total freedom as far as Kodesh Baruch Hu is never fixed in a situation. This thing has to happen in order to derive this and this concept, this and this result. Kodesh Baruch Hu is no way in anything forced. And this is actually the Bechina, the Shara Bechina, the first teaching which you speak about Hashem, that you seem to see all diversification in the Nivroim, that nothing is equal and every creature experiences different levels and different heights, to show you that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not muchrat, is not forced in any given situation, and to see the Sia Elokus in any given situation, no matter how much it contradicts himself. That's the benefit, why it is so. Also on the surface, for us people, would be much equal. The teacher should be one teacher for all 20 students, one way, one style, and everyone should recognize him. And according this comes out, as you learn Shalom Chinuch properly, our life becomes very fun. We have fun in our life. It's a joyful our life. Because every minute of your life is a new lecture, is a new surprise, a new angle how to discover Hashem. Every day you get up, no day repeats the previous day. And people, we usually, because we don't understand the beauty of the Shara Bechina, we're being annoyed by it. We're being annoyed, why can't you make me stable and teeth? Why do you always get uprooted from the bed? I thought I'm already settled. Everyone likes to be settled, we should set up. You know? Everyone of us likes to have this feeling of a security. If you have this beautiful, settled feeling of security, so it's pretty boring. You have one lecture, how much can you hear a lecture? How much can? But if every minute and every day and every second is a new lecture, a new angle, and you discover this part of his part, this essence of Hashem, you're always wow, you're always wowing, you're always inspired, you're always high, you're always getting. That's the most stimulating life. This most stimulating life. But in order to be students like that, you have to shadow chena. That's the reason why we have this, all these different surprises in life. Kmo she'omar, like the pasuk says, kol asher chofet Hashem. Also, Hashem does in heaven what he wants to do, not what he's forced to do. Nature, no way, is a force. Kushboch is not compelled to nature. It's kol asher chofet Hashem. Everything only with Hashem at this existing moment desires, this is also Hashem avodah. Ve'elohim yodea, and Kushboch knows, im bavura lohoi kol abriyas bedmus achas, usmuna achas. That in, because of this fact, that the people cannot be in one form, in one picture, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has unique desire and a unique style and a unique rotten in every given situation. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to make the mankind in Bavura Lohoi Kol Abiyos Budmus Echos. Because of this fact, that mankind cannot be all in one dmus, in one form, it's munachas, one picture. V'hadin noisem bavur zeh, and this is appropriate, it's logical to accept hishtanus simone achochme babruin. Why do we see diversified simone chochme? Why do we see so many different styles of chochme in the Bria of HaKodesh Baruch Hu? V'chochmosa yizborach ne'elmo mahasik. And in the end, of course, we can never understand the chochmos HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Why? As we said before, if everything has an end goal in himself, you can't understand anything, almost nothing. Of course, we have a certain understanding, but the end goal of understanding, which we understand, is nothing more than an indicator where you should find Hashem. But let's take it that way. I'm getting up in the morning and I have to support the family. That's my chiyuv. The Torah tells me you have to support. You gave a ksuba to your children, your wife, you have to support your family. So, what do I have to do in order to support? I have to bring home money. In order to bring home money, I have to go to work. Where do you go to work? What are you doing when you're going to work? In order, so, because I have to go to work, according where I have to go to work, according where it's the most appropriate for me to bring money, according that I have to set up my day. I have to daven in such a minion, I should be able to catch the right bus, I should catch my right job, okay? Somebody's a caller man, could go into the caller 9 o'clock, and somebody's a working guy, has to be in the job 8 o'clock, so he has to get up earlier. So, how many chain of events are changed for every person in any given situation according to the situation? And all this chain, all these changes is taking place. Obviously, there is a locomotive. There's the end goal, what to make money, to bring home the money. So, comes out, you only understand one thing. You understand the goal of bringing home the money. This is what you understand. But this bringing home the money created maybe 100, 200 different little detailed changes which has to fall in line, and so it means in order to get that money. But what do I really know? I know I learned Shara B'china, and I know that all the 200 little changes, and every little change really has an end goal in himself. Now for instance, if all that you have to make an early minyan, you have to get up early, in order to get up early, you're getting up, you're getting faster, you're getting first to the sheet. So you say, why do you get to the sheet? You have to get up early, you have to catch the next minute, to catch the next bus. So you have to get up anyhow. So for you to get this, you've got to get it anyhow. Because why? Because you have to make that money. For you, it's nothing more that you're programmed to do it. But no, you have to come here, you have to sit, you have to meet the right people, you have to hear the right words, and by davening, you have to daven dafka with this, when you have to catch dafka this bus, why is this bus? Well, because in the previous Gilgal, maybe I gave something for the driver, which I still owe him, so now I have to pay back. Maybe by accident, you paid him a dollar more. Whatever, the bus company made extra dollar, you lost it, you found it. There's a million things being taken place. Because Hashem makes, as it says, Kol Asher Chofetz Hashem also b'Shema V'Oret. In everything which is, every activity in Shema V'Oret is all Chofetz Hashem, the desire of Hashem. So, for me, if I could analyze and evaluate the 200 little detailed things which brings me to bring back the check, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, these are 200 independent projects, in which every project is an end goal in himself. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is a very good teacher, and he wants to have these 200 beautiful projects accomplished by you, independent projects accomplished by you. So if we would have to lecture to you, all 200 projects, give you the old reasoning, everything, imagine what would happen. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you mirosh, sheshes mi'abreshes. You ever meet to bring home money. Period. Now, today, if to bring her money, that's the end goal. This is the indicator. That's the arrow. And you go fulfilling that end goal, automatically, you are forced into these 200 little experiences. Now, for me, the 200 little experiences are means to a goal. But Shara B'chira teaches me there's 200 end goals in himself. And if you were to take every little goal, every little sheep, every little involvement, individual under the microscope, you're going to find the end goal himself. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you, you're fulfilling desire. So it comes out, I just gave one little mushroom, one aspect of life, which has 200 little detail involvement. All of a sudden you're finding you're making him 200 Ritzonos Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're busy finding 200 ways, a whole mesechta, it's a whole bria, it's a whole reason. You find out really making the money is actually the means, not the goal. Kodesh Baruch Hu made you, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a mitzvah, and the mitzvah really forces you to go out to work. So you think you go out, the goal is money, it ends up the opposite. The money becomes the means. The money becomes the means. You should fulfill the 200 projects which you have to work, independent projects you have to bring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But this is also wrong, because money is still a goal in itself too, it's a mitzvah too. And both times, but if you use it in our terms, if we use the borrowed language in our sense, working is a means to the goal, which is money. In the Torah sense, the money is the means to work, which the goal is working. Once you know both ends, everything is a goal in itself. Money is a goal, and losing money is a goal, having money is a goal, not to have money, working hard, not working hard, losing a job, you get, everything is the end goal in himself. If you look at that, your life becomes very fun, full of excitement, full of highs, because you're never unemployed. This you could find, there's no vacuum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of fulfillment of desire of Bria and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is Baruch Hashem. We're always fully excitedly employed. Nice to live like this, the Shabbat.
Okay, we're going to continue. Perek Sheni, Daf Kuf Aleph. Achim oni chuyavim lifchem bebrim im loy. Are we required to research in the creatures or not? Noma should we say as follows. To research all the creatures, Vavo Yisrael Mehemet, to bring evidence from them. Chochmas Sabayr is Borach, to bring from them evidence to the wisdom of Hashem. Oni Chayovim Boy, we would say that we are required to do it for three reasons. Mina Misko, our intellect demands that responsibility. Mina Kosov, and the Pasuk says clearly that we have to. Mina Kabbalah, and also Chazal tell it to us. Mina Misko, the intellect demands it. Ka'aseichel meid, because our intellect testifies, Shisen amedaber, what is the advantage over the talkative, over the man, al she'en amedaber, over the animal, gubavis nekorosai, because he has more intellect, vavanosai, and the capability of understanding it. V'kibuloi, and to be able to comprehend das, wisdom, soida chokhma, the secret of the wisdoms, ham kiyomim b'chol o'olam, which exists in the whole world. As we say, morabim masecho Hashem, how multiple, how great is your deeds, Hashem, kulam, all your deeds b'chokhma, sis has been done with chokhma. And obviously, when you see a very smart, beautiful thing, intellect is automatically requires that you should enjoy it. The Pasuk says, Malfeinu, teach us, learn us, you are our lecturer. From the animals of the world, through the birds of heaven, you smartening us, you becoming smart through Oifa Shemaim. When we see nature, we see the birds, for instance, says they have their own built-in compass. When the time comes to leave the season, they all go together and they go away for hundreds of miles. And you know exactly the time when you're going to, every one of them is going to come back to his own nest, his own, and you see this, we look at it and you see the unbelievable built-in wisdom. Because when a person thinks and is going and researches in depth, beside the chokhma, in the foundation of all this wisdom, and examines all the details in it, this is going to be the advantage over an animal, because you have an osu, the more he understands. According his understanding will be obvious, the advance will be the advantages of his understanding. If he is not going to research, he's not going to look into, not only will he be compared to an animal, it's going to be worse than an animal. The apostle says, Yoda Shor Koineyu, the axe knows the one who possesses him,
who purchased him. The chamoyer, and the donkey, knows Eves Bo'olav, his master, who is feeding him. They know him. In other words, the ox and the donkey take the best of themselves and they relate to whom they are indebted. Either true because the ox, you had purchased me, so I belong to you. Or the donkey, because they recognize that you are feeding me on a daily way. And they take the best of themselves to acknowledge, to appreciate. However, Yisroel, lo yoda, doesn't want to know what the ox knows. Ami and my nation, lo yisboinan, and not research what the donkey wants to, what the donkey knows. In other words, Yisroel is supposed to be the highest level of man, which is Yisroel Oved Hashem, which is pure intellect. And to the point the intellect could be so independent that he could be totally be dedicated, his own emotional in instinctual existence could be all dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the gift of Israel, and ignores it. Masha Omar, like the Pasuk says, other proof that Sumor Menechem lift your eyes to above Rumi Boru, who had created them. Look all the constellations, the stars, and all the wisdoms. Omar, the Pasuk says, Ki El Shemecho, and I look at you, heavens. The deeds of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have established. So you see, all these psukim are demanding, requiring that you should really research. You had known, if you had not heard, it has been told in advance to you, you understood the foundations of the establishment of the world. All of this has been told to you. That means there is a ability of to comprehend and to understand the foundation, the principle of wisdom of what nature is being stationed on. Omar, in the other Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Achreishim Shemou, you deaf one, listen, open your ears, Ve'ivarim, you blind one, Sibitu, look, the rois to know. Omar, the Pasuk says, Toyle Rechef HaBeisa Evan, it's better to go to a house of a mourner, then to go to a wedding, to be Mismachos Nekala, all to both of them are the same mitzvah of Chesed. Why? Because the Beis Ha'Evel reminds you, this is the end of every person. Every person ends up being mourned after him. Mele Vachai, you as still, you still are alive, eternally, boy. You will remind yourself where you're destined to go. When you go to Chosn Kala, you don't remind yourself where you're destined to go. It's a mitzvah. But you don't have the advantage of you being reminded what's going to happen to you. But when you go for the same mitzvah of Chesed, you go to the Beis Ha'Evel, then you accomplished one other, besides the mitzvah of Chesed, which you do with them, the Chayit and the Liva. So we do see, as Shlomo Melech is requiring, the man should always be aroused, should be alert of thinking, you know, focusing. Omar, and more says Shlomo Melech, HaChocham Enof Beroishoy. The Chocham always has his eyes in his head, looks forward, but the fool is only going in darkness, means that he doesn't think about himself. Omar, the Pasuk says, the path of the tzaddikim, the way of the tzaddik is just a shining light, which goes for and reflects at dark time, you need have to reflect light until day breaks, and then you have the natural light, means until Mashiach, until you see the Oilem HaNeshamas. So we do see continuously the Pasuk is requiring the man to think. However, the path of the Rishon is kafele, just like darkness. The Yodim make they don't even know with what they are stumbling. So we had the two arguments covered. One, the intellect demands it, because that's the only thing why intellect entertains and enjoys when he sees wisdom to appreciate. Second, we said all the Psukim is requiring to ask the research. Now let's see all the requirements from Chazal, which they passed it on. Therefore, it's called Kabbalah, because Torah Sheba Peh is a Kabbalah to Baal Peh, orally passed on generation after generation, all the way to Har Sinai. Masha Omer Zuchayin Abrochar, Chazal told us, Masech to Shabbos, Kol Yedei Lachashe Bet Kufas Imazores. Anyone who has the capacity and the ability to figure out all the timings, the Mazolos, the Zodiacs, the constellations, to see the beauty and the wisdom of the Enim Achashet, it doesn't take the bother to know it. But of course, the Omer, on him the Pasuk meant Yishai, V'hoi Kinev V'neivel Toi V'chori V'yam Mishteim. They are all busy with musicians, playing a musical instrument. Yam Shem is drinking wine. But the deeds of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing, they don't look in Masiyot, they don't even notice what a Kodesh Baruch Hu had created in order to appreciate. Amri Chumori says, "Menayim shechaybo dem lachashev et kufis amazoros." How a person is required to figure out the kufis amazoros. Shneim shesh shmartem the posse shmartem v'sisem. You should preserve the duki yichachmasam v'benachsam le'ena amis the wisdom from the eyes of the nations. Ashiishmin es kol chukim eile, which they are listening to all these statutes. So the Gemara is chachmabina shi le'ena amim, which is the chachmabina which you do, which automatically will be an exhibition for the nations of the world. Obviously, you see from here why, because the chokhmah and bina which we have in Torah is not le'ena kol ha'am, that you learn for yourself. Learn a piece of Gemara is learning for yourself. The only chokhmah and bina which you manifest to the nations appreciate, is tkufas ha'mezolot, because timing affects them too. Omri like Chazal said, have a mechashev hepsed mitzvah k'neged tzchor, think always what you lose by doing a mitzvah, what you being rewarded, the schar aveira k'neged tzchor, how much you win by doing an aveira, by losing, by not doing the aveira. So you see, the have a mechashev, the Chazal tell you always that you have to be a mechashev, you have to always research.
It's true. Reason over here.
It's true.
Is not for the purpose of researching for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same. There's a side benefit towards doing this research, and it has nothing to do with searching out a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Because it's happening anyway. The Tkufas HaMazonos is happening anyway. You know it anyway. So why do you have to learn? Why do you have to be knowledgeable about it? Because this way the Goy sees the wisdom of the Yid in the Bria, which the Bria, obviously, the more you see the wisdom of the Bria, you can no way not to give credit for the Creator who created them. And that's Leina Kolam.
We should be teaching more intensive science.
No, but he says one thing, Kol Yodei Aveinu Mechashev, the one who knows and doesn't think. Now, in order to get there, you have to waste so much time that you should know, and you don't know so many other basic things. You don't know Shas, you don't know Pasuk, you don't know Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. What right you have to go only for this thing not to learn? But obviously, those who have the natural inclination, who they have a certain fast speeding minds and deep minds, and have in they have a knowledge and they ignore it, for them yes. And for the Vilna Gaon, the Moshe knew all the chokhmas, of course. And he was asked, where did you learn all the chokhmas? In the bathroom. And like there's a mitzvah to develop. This is a little bit akavod. It's a mitzvah to, or every gift which Hashem gave to you shouldn't be ignored. See, there's Ktufis in Mazolos, the one who knows the inner machashim, who doesn't think, is going to give a din v'chayim. Now, obviously, you could learn it in the Rambam even. But if you're going to sit down, learn the Tkufas HaMazonos in the Rambam, you're not going to learn Hilchos Shabbos first, Hilchos Tefillah first, Hilchos Kashrus first. Obviously, you have priorities. So therefore, we have no time to sit down to learn those things that David didn't cover, the most basic thing which you should cover. But Amru, the Chazal told us even more, that to see that how much you could learn is Nahagus, how you should conduct your life from the Bria, from the Nivroim. That Ilamolanit Torah would have not been given to the Jewish people, Lamani would have learned Snius, modesty, would learn Mechosu, from the cat. The cat is a very modest animal, never finishes his stuff in public. Barois Miyoni would learn to ethical moral behavior, would learn from a pigeon, Derecheres Mitanagoy. Derecheres he would have learned from a chicken. The gozer minamola, and not to steal and not to rob, we will learn from the end. So you see that Chazal had explained and they required us to be a boichon, to be a researcher. The creatures, a voice arayas, and to bring us evidence and proof from all the simonim of Chochmah, which it has been instilled in the Bruim. Therefore, you have to know that you are required. So in other words, Chavis was covered that from all three viewpoints, from intellect, and mina ksuvim, and mina kabbalah, that we are required to use our head to research anything which is in front of us. Perik Shlishi, the third perik is, Ech afna b'chim b'bruim. What are the conditions, on what style do we have to research the creatures? Noemesh would say as follows. The research of Ibrahim here, so Ian, is to research and to look into the Pinoy Soilam in all cornices of the world. Toldoseihem, and all the consequence effect which is resulting of what's going on in the world, Hamkhuboris them, which is attached to them. But Chunus Chelke Kol Mirkav, also the condition and nature of all the parts of all these combined elements, Ofnitoy Altoy, and also the way the Altoy means the way they accomplish things. When we see all these little details, things which has been instilled in the world, what effect it has. The Simone Chokhme Briyosov, and all the science of wisdom which is in the creatures, Maskuntoy, in their form, in the quantity, Udmusa, in the form, the Losoy Hamashlima, Asheloi Nivra. And the reason which is, when the Simone of Chokhme has been given, the way they are completing this nivra, this element, for what reason it has been created. In other words, you see how beautifully it fits the Bria.
Each one complements the other.
Even complements the other. Is needed. Everything is needed, and everything adds color. No matter what it is, the eye, the vision, you want to track something. You made a safe, you made this cover. I mean, the artistic thing to do. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made everything for the chesed of the person. There isn't the element, and this is one of the things which is beautiful. No matter whatever you look, what nature produces, what the world produces, see, it's for the maximum of the enjoyment and of the benefit of the chesed of all the benefactors. And you see, this endless chokhmah instilled for the slightest little reason. When you see chesed kel kol hayom, the chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu is the whole day, is everything chesed. Oilam chesed ibone, the whole world has been structured on chesed. Because when you see the nature, Rabbi Victor Miller always explained why the apple is green and still sour, and it turns and the leaf and the things in it. That you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had invested enormous amount of chesed for the smallest little reason. Big deal, so you're not going to enjoy the vision, you're not going to enjoy the panorama, you're not going to get excited over who knows what kind of color. And you see the colorings and everything, the way it develops. Is for the, you could say, a human being, no matter how big and great he is, will never equally invest so much wisdom in investments and calculations for the slightest little thing, as in the most biggest important thing. But not for Kodesh Baruch Hu. One of the Simone Chokhme Sabri and the Chesed Debri is that for the slightest little advantage which a man could have, there's no lacking. There's the same investment of wisdom is there as the most important part. In other words, you take food. And the food has two elements to himself. First, the health element himself, which has the unbelievable multiples of vitamins, which feeds every part of every organism of the man, which obviously this is the most essential part of the man. And then, the way the food is developed, the way it smells, and the way it tastes, and the way it looks, which gives the maximum of the advantage for the man's usage of it, which could very well be eliminated. And we see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had invested and put on the same amount of investment.
Thank you.
Had put on the same amount of investment in the looks, in the taste, and the way to, for the attraction of the food, as it put into the vitamin, which is the most. And when you see this, you can't stop not to come to the realization, exactly what the process says, Chesed Kel Kolim Olam Chesed Yibora, that every element is the maximum of Chesed. We see the hadras ruchniyos ha'olam, and the beauty of the spirituality of the world. There's a lot of spirituality stood in this world. So there, valulav imaylolav, and all the causes which has been put into the world, and the and consequence effect of the causes, which comes out of it. V'takvenosay hatmimo shenivra bavura, and absolute complete tikkun, completeness, which the world has been created for that. In other words, every element in this world, you could see, you could detect why it has been created in order to take out the maximum of advantage of this thing. But the das ruchnius ha'olam hazeh, to know the spiritual part of this world, the gashmusa, and also the material part. Umidabra, researching all the elements of the talkative of man, the doimimoy, and the domain element, venochoy, those who rest, venoy, and those who move on, the kfov, those who are frozen, and smochov, those who grow, velyoinoy, those who are above, the heavenly things, the earthy things. V'shaboyris ale, and the Creator should be blessed, hirkivoy, combine them, harkov v'nochoyah, the unbelievable, most beautiful balance combination. The Sidra in organize them, Sidr Mesukan, the absolute maximum of organization. The Chilak Oisoi, it divided them, Chilak Mavoyer, a very explainable, meaningful separation. Separated one from the other with a very meaningful way. The Samohu, and he made all these elements in the world, he made them in such a way that every element should be roimes, should be hitting and pointing Elof to M, to him, in Moire Olaf, and should teach on him. Otherwise, it's an arrow. Every element in this world, arrows, points to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it teaches on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you see, Kasher Torah Melacha, just like the artistic words. Roimes Elof, Roimes is only a Roimes is a hint. Moira is a teaching.
So
what is a hint? Hint is an arrow. Shows you go here, right, left.
Mm-hmm.
So every part in this world, Roimes Elof, hints to him. So everything goes one direction. Hashem, Hashem, look up. Every look, you see, how do you call this?
Directional
pointer. Mm-hmm. Points to him. And once you take the message that it points to Hashem, you look towards Hashem, the more you look, more then it teaches you all of on him. It teaches him, Hashem. Kasha, just like Torah HaMelucha, just like the work will automatically teach you on the one who made the work, Vabniyo, in the structure, Alboina, who built them. When you see a beautiful structure, obviously know the builder was a beautiful, good, smart builder. When you see a beautiful picture, you know the one who drew the picture was a beautiful artist. The whole world is a one beautiful picture, one beautiful panorama, which teaches you to the artistic work, the one who created them, which brings you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But since we have so many teachers in this world, that every element in this world is teaching us, this man, this part, it definitely requires us that we should learn it. Just like when you go to a lecture, you have to open up your ears to listen to it. If not, you're not getting the benefit. The whole world is not the one that I'm lecturing. Every part and every coincidence and every situation. And it says, from the Doimim Tzameh Chaya Medabra, from the Chedek Anocha V'Noe Kefor, Medabra, every look is a lecture. Everything lectures on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously, those are the Ofane HaBechina, those are the conditions of Bechina, of researching, that you should hear these lectures which this world has to give you. But Roi Shetayda is also appropriate that you should know. Kikola Oilam, the whole world, Mechuber, is connected, Megashmis Ruchnias. It's a very important thing. The Maral speaks on it a lot. You should see that the condition of the world is, that the structure of the world is, that everything is combined from two elements, Ruchnias and Gashmias, the spiritual and material. Nimzugu, they're all combined, they're all mixed together. Atche Shof Ktsosan, Mamidas Ktsosan. That one end of one thing is establishing the standing of the other end. That means Shishok Sosam, which I would interpret in such a way. Wherever there is a settling in materialism, that means there is a withdrawal of materialism, Mamidas Ktsosan is establishing the fact of spiritualism. Kenefesh Vekaguf Bechan. Just like being the first example is the man. The man has a spiritual presence, a soul to himself, and at the same time has a material animalistic body, which is by every creature, by every creature, is man or animal. The animal also has a nefesh. The simon ha-chokhmah u'chol zeh, and the simonim of this combination, how spiritual and material. Now, the spiritual goes by animal too. There's a nefesh in every living creature. And that nefesh is something which is not tangible. The vegetarian doctors can put their hand on, just like by human doctors, their medicine doctors, they could handle the physical body well, they could make all kinds of transplants and all kinds of preservation of, but no way can they have a control over life. Life is not in their hand. They have all the bacteria, everything they have the handle on. One thing they have no handle on is the life itself. And this is called the nefesh, this is the spiritual. And this is the same thing as in growth. Look at the tree, look at the living flower. The life of the tzameach is the nefesh of the tzameach. And so is also the unnoticed nefesh in a doimim, in a stone. There's a nefesh there too. It's harder to notice. And the simon of the chokhma of this combination is usually divided on shlosh elyonim, on three stars. Echad mei one star is simonim nevayori megulim. This is simonim which is obvious, open. Enam lelomim min aksilim. It's not even concealed from fools. Even a fool could see their combination. It's very obvious. Koshkim and askilim. Even more, it's obvious to the one who's smart. For instance, had ketnuas galgal shemesh ma'amal la'oretz b'yoyim lo'oyer pasayishim. As the movement of the sun goes above earth in order to lighten the civilization, b'yohani ba'abrui, and the people will be benefiting from Moshe, because like Pesuk says, Tizrach Shemesh, as the sun shines up, Yosefin, they all gather together, Valmanosim Irbots, and they all lie on their dwelling place, all the animals, get out from their nest. Yetzer Odom Lepola, the man gets out to his work, Valavadosa, to his daily work, Ada Orev until night. Morabu Masech Hashem, see, Hadi, and many have multiple, is Yudit Hashem. The whole world is filled up with your acquisitions. So this is obvious. Everyone sees the nature, the beauty of it. Then the second type of a chokhma is already simonim. They already signs nelomim in abrim. They are totally concealed from all creatures. Ashloyeda kishim. We will not know the combination. Kima maskel amevin yashom. Only the one who's really researching. There's other wisdoms instilled in this world that if you're not going to be a masculine, you're not going to research, you're not going to understand it. For instance, Kamovas, like the wisdom and the beauty of death. Hakoyle Kolbos, which every flesh has to die. What's the benefit of dying? There, of course, people take it to the opposite place. They take it to a total disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Only if you're looking deeper. In Boyte Konos Oilon, what is the thing? And also, you could see that Konos Oilon, what is the benefit and the purpose of the world? Everything in a toiv moed is very good. It says in a toiv moed, say yamoves. Chazal tell us the medvesh, what medvesh is a yitzer hara and also yamoves. So obviously the fool does not see what the benefit of that is. So if you have to really research very deep, so this is the opposite. The first chokhmah which is very obvious, and then the chokhmah which is totally not obvious. Only you have to be very maskil. You have everything to see the benefit in this world that every flesh ends up with dying. I'm praising those who have died, those who died already, then to praise those who are alive, Hashem Chaim, them which is still alive. So Sishlam Melch said, I'm praising the advantage of the dead people who died already from those who are alive. So obviously there's a certain benefit in dying. But Shlomo Melech, because of his great wisdom, he was capable of Meshabeach, praising it. But if you're not using fully your Chokhmah Hashem gave you, no way can you see the Toiv Ma'od, the very goodness, in dying.
And what is the Toiv Ma'od in dying?
So that's what you're going to know.
We're working so hard to live.
You're going to see. You know, why do you work so hard to live? In order to die well. That Bilam says.
How are you going to die?
Thomas Nashim Moise Shorin. That my soul die and my soul straight death. So for 80 years we are preparing to die. The ultimate accomplishment is dying. There really the benefit starts. And you say we're not fighting to live. We're not preparing to live. We're not trying to make life comfortable. All this effort which we put in and our time of life is how to have a Moshe Shorim, how to have a straight justified death, because that's the main thing. There you going into real world, there you're going into your real existence, your real life, there you benefit of the accomplishments that you've lived. But to that you need a lot of chachma, because most of the people totally ignore it. They don't want to think he's never going to die. That's like when you go with the car, so you have to remember the direction, the address, where you're going. If not, they don't know where you go. Imagine driving, and not even know where you're going. You lost the direction, lost the address. So you're just driving in circles. The address in life is dying. And that directs you all your life, wherever you go, whatever you do, where you end up, why you end up, and what you have to accomplish. The minute a person avoids to think about dying, he doesn't want to think about it, which most of the people, that's what they do.
Flying an airplane would be better.
What?
A person flying around in an airplane, it doesn't have a land. We're flying in order to land safely, in order to
reach someplace, to reach our destiny. means you have no destiny. You wait on the fuel ends, and then you say, well, I can't land, I don't know where, I don't know what. You can't land. A person doesn't know how to die, he can't die, he can't land, he can't finish his goals. Then the energy goes out, the fuel goes out, and then there's a crash landing. If he thinks it's a crash landing, it's not a crash landing, it's a landing. Not a crash, he's there to pick up the pieces. Crash landing, at least he's finished, he's not even finished yet, he just starts to pick up the pieces. But he puts it as the second type of chokhmah. But Shlishi, at the third type of chokhmah, says, Simon HaChokhmah, signs of chokhmah, Shem Nira Mitzad Echad, it's noticeable in one area, but you don't see it in the other area. But the Kirem, and it's not going to come, you should be not some of you, or those who have a little wisdom. El Achashis Yashabem, Didactical, all he's going to really sit down and he's going to research in him, Kishtar Sinyon Ashona, like time's changing, like summer and winter, Barbotsky for Sema Demise. So everyone sees, he said, the first Chokhmah is which everyone sees, the second Chokhmah which nobody sees, it's totally concedes, like the benefit of dying. Because the benefit, you only see it, it's only shown those who know it. Then there is Chokhmah, which Kutbok is surrounding the world, like the change of time, which everyone notices, but not everyone thinks about it. Chokhmah, the one who's smart, Mavin, the one who understands Yivrelo Mina Oilam, will take out from this world Das Ruchni Yusoi, Vidakusoi, will take out the wisdom of the spirituality in this world, the sensitivity of the world. The Simen is going to make this knowledge Kusulam like a ladder, La Voice Hararius, like a ladder which is climbing to bring himself proof Alaboyre on the Creator, coil as well, that he gets everything. The more he looks and addresses and appreciates all these findings of Chokhmah in this world, is a step, over a step, like a step is climbing to the recognition and to the proof of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And automatically it will bring him the Yitzbak Babadosa, he's going to get attached to the Avodas Hashem, Kfi Godlo Vilam Musa Balibay, according to his greatness in his heart. Kfi Akorosa, according to his recognition, Simoni Tavois of the signs of the Tavis Hashem, the Chanoisoi, Akol Masav, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy over all his Masam, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu attention gives. Mishashe Chononoi, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had granted him, Merova Tavis from all the goodness. Mishashe Nisoi, and the Kodesh Baruch elevated him, Ibli Master Shekodim, before that he was worthy. Kodesh Baruch continuously helps the man to elevate and to lift himself before he really accomplished the step before. Beloy Midi Yeseri Yischilba. Beloy Midi Yeseri Yischilba. He didn't start off with a overly measured. It means the growth starts slowly. It doesn't start the jump. It's chayvla, and therefore the man who is growing in slowly into all this knowledge brings him to his responsibility bavurim, because all of these things hagmula toiv meis Elohim, the reward of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reward. When a person recognizes this wisdom and is living up to that, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes indebted to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him all good reward for that. After Tivreloi, the man should research into the establishment of Gishmoilam, should learn from all the materialistic elements in the soul. Mashiach Banos Gupoi, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the benefit of his body, but Tikkun in Yonoi, Oilam Kefi Yatzoyach Hasipi Gurvat, which he takes from this world to his body, as much he needs, but not more and not less. The Yazir should let go Shar Moisro Oilam, should let go all the excessive availabilities in this world, Maski Yosav, and all the shines which the world is giving him, if he takes it overly, Hamatridim Esalvobes Menarahim, which chases away the hearts of Hashem. If a man starts pursuing the overly materialistic availabilities in this world, automatically Matrid, he's chasing him away, he's keeping him too busy, the heart should be closed to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, if you realize how beautiful the world is, but don't take more than you could digest, because if you take more, it's going to eliminate you to be close to Hashem. Vishtadi lasis lachrisoi, it should always try to work for his end, for the dying time.
I'm sorry, I missed this one. He's looking at what? Achakach, Yivrelo, Megashme Olam, Mashi Yeshbo.
The man should. Okay, Achakach Yivrelo, the man.
Providing for his body and his needs, it's even in the middle of the field.
The simple bulvad. You should
exactly
only take exactly what you need. Don't try to take more from the materialistic world than you need. Because the Yalda should let go all the other advantages of this world. Why? Because you take more than you need, is matridim and salvos min alayim.
He gains weight, he ends up with high blood sugar.
It's just like you take putting too much oil in your engine. Blocks your engine. Putting too much gas, it overflows and gives a bad smell. All the benefits of this world, you have to put in chokhmah to take the exact amount, the exact measurement, which is just exactly needed for your accomplishment. You should try to make work only for your future. Where are you going to? Should consider the world and everything that is in the world, they are nothing more than a tzedo, which is a trap. Or, no, tzedo is also
a provision
which brings you to the day which is dedicated for you dying for the future. You should only take, when you travel abroad, you only take things which you need. You don't take all your household, you just take how much you need. Everything which you use in this world, you use for our benefit, which we need for the future. So when you take more than you need, it's just like when you're making a trip, you're packing up, just you're emptying out, you're schlepping your valises and bringing boxes. Why are you schlepping it? It's only excessive weight.
What is the food in the start of the world? It's one of Chachma, boy. It's one of Chachma.
The Yachshevei Beis Salomim Ochan Shif, they will think that the Beis Salomim, that this world is remain. Kimishtal b'chol echot, v'yosru kol b'yir b'chol amola. You say that you're after the Tekon Ashi, always think that he's trying to improve himself, and then the Shoyim came, Amola, Moise, Kibbutzi, and he lost the Bechai, v'achra Moise, found in Achis. He doesn't realize that everything which he's preparing is going to be left for somebody else, he's not going to get any benefit.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.